Blog Talk Radio.
We are listening to Shooting the Breeze with Potpourri People and mass media personality Vivian Louise Sharp on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net. Listening to Shooting the Breeze with Potpourri People and mass media personality Vivian Louise Sharp on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net.
All right, now you got your host Myron Grace filling in for Vivian Louise Sharp on Shooting the Breeze with author D. Marie Dumas. How you doing?
I am well, thank you.
That's good, that's good. Let's start off by letting you tell us just off the top of your head a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a newly published author. As far as my occupation, I'm an office manager for a family-owned construction company and a licensed realtor.
Okay, okay. Well, author D. Marie Dumas, tell us why you started writing and what motivated you.
Well, strangely enough, when I was a kid and when I was in school, in high school and college, and we had to write a paper, it was such a chore and I didn't do it. I did it, but I didn't enjoy it because I had to. But when it comes to writing things that I'm personally interested in or have had an effect on me, writing just became a pleasure. And I never really saw myself writing until I started putting my thoughts to paper. And several people over the years have said to me, you should write a book, you should write a book. And I would always say to myself, well, no, I'm not a book writer, blah, 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 blah. But one day, and now here I am.
So, author D. Marie Dumas, your book that you got out right now is on a touchy subject. So we was talking a little bit before the show started. So tell me a little bit about how you feel about people and their opinions on the use of marijuana and whether or not they support your book or maybe some of the more interesting concepts or responses that you got about your book. And tell us the title of your book.
Well, the title of the book is called Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis, But We're Afraid to Ask. And the subtitle is, it's not just for stoners. And strangely enough, I haven't gotten any, while I know there are a lot of negative opinions about cannabis, fortunately, so far, I haven't run into any friction or any negative comments so far about my book, even though I'm sure people, you know, that were shying away from it. But fortunately, I have not come across them yet.
Well, author, we're on the phone on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ. Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze. So tell us, author D. Marie Dumas, this is your fill-in host, Myron Grace. What made you pick marijuana as a major subject to write this book?
Well, it all started with back in 2011, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And the meds that they had me on, I refused the chemo, but I did do the radiation. But the meds that they had me on, they wanted me to take them for the next 5 years. So I started taking the tamoxifen. But after 3 months, the side effects, the symptoms that it gave me were so severe, I just couldn't do it. After 3 months, I couldn't take it anymore. It pushed me into early menopause. And try to imagine having hot flashes and sweat every 30 minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That led to serious sleep deprivation. And that's when I decided after 3 months, I said, I can't take this for 5 years. I can't take this another day. So a friend suggested to me, well, you should try cannabis. And I said, no, I don't smoke. And they said, well, no, you don't have to smoke. There are all different types of ways to consume. There's oils, there's candies, there's cookies, blah, blah, blah. So I decided to try it. And when I tried a cookie. And it was the first time in 3 months that I had a solid night's sleep. And that's what pushed me to start researching about the benefits of cannabis, not only for relieving symptoms related to cancer, but just all types of illnesses that it treats. So the more information I gathered, I said, you know what, I should put this together in some informational book, and it can help a lot of other people. So that's when I started writing, and that was the impetus for my book.
So tell us, we're on the phone on Cleveland Smooth Jazz. Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze. Your fill-in host, Myron Grace, with author D. Marie Dumas. Tell us, author D. Marie.
Uh-oh, you cut out there a little bit.
Yeah, I say, what's the name of your book again?
Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis, But We're Afraid to Ask, subtitled It's Not Just for Stoners.
So tell us some of the other, you mentioned that the marijuana helped with the cancer and the appetite and took away some of the pain and brought back your appetite. But tell us some of the other diseases or symptoms of other types of diseases that you found out that cannabis can help.
Oh, gosh. They use it for lupus. They use it for veterans with PTSD, patients with Alzheimer's. They're doing more research on diabetes. The most amazing story that I heard was, you ever heard of the product, the CBD oil called Charlotte's Web? Well, the story behind that is that there is a woman that she had a child that had, and I can't think of the name of the disease, but the disease was so severe that her baby was having several hundred seizures every single day. And after going to doctor after doctor after doctor and them experimenting and them not being able to make any significant difference, somebody suggested to her to try CBD oil, which is one of the components of cannabis. And out of desperation, she tried it, and her child's tumors stopped. And she was so amazed that she had, I don't know who she got with, but she got the CBD oil developed, and she called it Charlotte's Web.
You go ahead, Author D. Marie Dumas.
Well, cannabis, it does a lot of things that man-made pharmaceuticals don't do. The thing about pharmaceuticals is that, as we hear in the commercials, they might cure you of one thing, but it can give you five or six different things. So there is a price. But you can't beat things that are natural and that are man-made. And I think a lot of people, the problem with cannabis is that a lot of times when people think of cannabis or think of weed, as we call it on the street, they think of the stoner, you know, some bum, lazy person sitting around in front of a TV, dazed out, not doing anything, non-productive, and that's the stereotype that's associated with cannabis. But that's why, and that was another reason for me subtitling the book, It's Not Just for Stoners, because not everyone that consumes cannabis is a weed head. And another reason I wrote the book was to hopefully help get rid of the negative stigma that's associated with cannabis use and to get rid of the stereotype.
Right. So author D. Marie Dumas and her book, everything you always wanted to know about cannabis but were afraid to ask. Subtitle, Not Just for Stoners, available on Amazon and other outlets. But you do have a website, notjustforstoners.com, that people can visit, right?
Yes, they can visit that site and they can buy directly from there.
Right, right. So we're not going to end the interview yet, but we'll be right back on Vivian Louise Sharp Presents Shooting the Breeze right after these public service announcements.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
There's a monster under my bed. There's a monster in my bathtub. Mine is on my dresser. There's a monster in the kitchen.
For a child with asthma, it can seem like monsters are everywhere.
There's a monster in my pillow. There's one on the rug.
The fact is, their next asthma attack could be triggered by something as innocent as a teddy bear or a dripping faucet, even a bath toy.
I don't like monsters.
Fortunately, there are simple ways you can help prevent their next attack, from putting stuffed animals in the freezer to kill dust mites, to drying bath toys and turning on the bathroom fan to prevent mold. They're easy to do, and they're part of a complete plan that could help you put an end to your child's asthma attacks. Learn more at noattacks.org or call 866-NO-ATTACKS.
Make the monsters go away.
Because their next breath is in your hands. Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Listening to Shooting the Breeze with Potpourri People and mass media personality Vivian Louise Sharp on Cleveland Smooth Jazz WJZZ at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net.
All right, now we're back on Vivian Louise Sharp Presents Shooting the Breeze with your host Myron Grace filling in on Cleveland Smooth Jazz WJZZ. We're on the phone with author Dee Marie Dumas, and we're talking about her new book, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis But Were Afraid to Ask, subtitle, Not Just for Stoners. Author Dee Marie Dumas, how are you?
I am well.
So, author Dee Marie Dumas, we talked a little bit about it, but identify three goals that you were trying to accomplish when writing your book.
One of them is awareness about the various ailments that that cannabis can treat. The second goal is to hopefully help change minds to shift it from the negative stereotypes and stigma for people to realize that it really is medicine. The main goal is to inform, is to educate. And another reason I want people to be informed is because they'll see how detrimental the laws are as it relates to weed. We have so many black men locked up for something so minor all over the negative, and that's another thing that's in my book, how the government has mistakenly, and I shouldn't say a mistake, they did it on purpose, they've categorized weed as a Schedule I drug. A Schedule I drug means something that is, they say, that is not scientifically proven to have any benefit. And what's in that category is crack, cocaine, heroin, crystal meth. And unfortunately, they put weed in that same category, and it never should have been in that category because cannabis is actual medicine.
Right, right. Author Dee Marie Dumas in her new book, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis and were afraid to act, subtitle, not just with stoners. That's very important that you mention that point, Author D. Marie Dumas, that cannabis is considered a medicine in a lot of countries, and even in this country. So how can something that's considered a legal medicine be legal in a medicine in one way, but in another way be a Schedule I drug, as you mentioned? Something ain't right about that. What's your opinion?
No, you are correct, because I think the government always wants to capitalize on something, but you can't, it's difficult to capitalize on something that's natural. And it's easier to control people, like with the laws that they have right now, where so many black men and women that are locked up for such a minor offense. It's all about feeding the prison system, control, keeping people sick. That's the problem with the pharmaceutical industry. It'll give you just enough medicine maybe to keep you from dying, but you're constantly sick. It's not actually healing you. Pharmaceuticals, for the most part, not all of them, not all pharmaceuticals. I'm not saying that people should stop taking medicine, because there are some medicines out there that really are miraculous and wonderful. But generally speaking, it is not. Pharmaceuticals are man-made, and many times they do more harm than good, just depending on the type of medicine that it is and the illness that you have. So I don't want people. I don't want people to think, "What? Well, I'm going to throw away my medicine." Starts more ways. Like, no. If you're under the care of a doctor, keep seeing your doctor. But just keep your mind open to alternative forms, to find out, to search, to see if it can help.
Right. Well, Author D. Marie Dumas on Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze with your fill-in host Myron Grace. Author D. Marie Dumas, I completely agree with you. Her new book, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis But Were Afraid to Ask, with the subtitle, Not Just for Stoners. I completely agree with you. And a real doctor will tell you he don't want you to take no medicine, but only give it to you if he have to. You know what I mean? Because you're right. Natural medicine is always going to be better than medicine made in the laboratory. Absolutely. Tell us something significant about your book, Author D. Marie Dumas, that you absolutely want readers to know.
I really want them to, and it's not a long book. The book is only 100 pages, and in those 100 pages, it has quite a bit of information about the various diseases that cannabis is used to treat and how it's used. It also talks about the media campaign that's been going on for so many decades, controlled by the government and the movie industry to steer people away from it. Years ago, they had a movie back in the 20s, I believe, it was called Reefer Madness, and it was just propaganda. Reefer Madness, there are five or six other movies that are mentioned in my book where it just talks about how those movies were created to deter people from weed use because people were afraid. And I understand for a parent, I understand the fear. But the point is, the fear was based on propaganda and not actual research. And so the effects of weed in these movies are exaggerated to steer people away from it.
Absolutely,
so
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so hopefully the end goal is to change minds.
That was the major Author D. Marie Dumas talking about her new book, Everything You Always Wanted to Know About Cannabis But Were Afraid to Ask, subtitled Not Just for Stoners. She said her end goal is to really change people's minds about cannabis and realize that it has benefits to it, like the benefits she talked about when she had cancer and was able to regain her appetite. By using
it wasn't appetite. It didn't bother my appetite. The medicine affected my sleep. I was sleep deprived, like days without sleep. So for me, it enabled me to have a decent night's sleep. Exactly, because for some reason it made the menopausal symptoms go away. I don't know how, but it did.
Oh, that's a magical thing, and I think that that's an important subject, and maybe later on we'll invite some other guests who had cancer to come on and talk about the book with you, and the benefits of how the book and cannabis might be able to help them if they have a relapse.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So tell us, how can people get in touch with you or purchase your book, Author D. Marie Dumas?
Like you mentioned earlier, you can get it on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or directly from my website, notjustforstoners.com. And if anyone wants to leave any comments, they can either respond to the blog. There's a spot for comments on the website. Or if someone wanted to send me a private message, they can just email me at that Marie D, that's M-A-R-I-E, D like David, at incandescentinc.com. That's incandescentinc.com.
All right. Well, Author D. Marie Dumas, it was a pleasure having you on. Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze. And we're going to have you on several other shows. This video will be available on Blog Talk Radio, or this interview will be available in about 5 minutes on Blog Talk Radio and downloadable on Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/Cleveland Smooth Jazz. So people who want to listen can go back and listen. And 5 minutes of this video will also be available on YouTube as well. So I'll send you that link, Author B. Marie Dumas. But thank you for coming on. Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze. Would you like to say something to the audience before we go? Would you like to say something to the audience before we go?
I would.
The name of the book is. Go ahead.
Everything you've always wanted to know about cannabis but were afraid to ask. And I wrote the book not as an encouragement to start smoking, but as an encouragement to be informed. Because the people that buy it, they may not necessarily have an illness, but they may know someone that does. So like I said, the purpose is not to encourage the use, but to show how the use is beneficial and to hopefully, like I said, change minds to get rid of that negative stigma attached to it.
Thank you so much, Author D. Marie Dumas. Until next time, thank you for coming on. Vivian Louise Sharp presents Shooting the Breeze.
We are listening to Shooting the Breeze with Potpourri People and mass media personality Vivian Louise Sharp on Cleveland Smooth Jazz, WJZZ, at ScreenWorksEntertainment.net.
All right, folks, we're going to let this smooth time continue. You're locked into the Jazz Jam Sessions. I'm your host, Ray Robinson. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial, baby. We've got more for you. Songs like this.
Don't you think it's time that you ask yourself?